You each have a personal vendetta against the Justice League. Their deaths would serve my goals. You've all tried and failed to kill members of the League on multiple occasions.
Everybody take what you can and get out.
It's the Justice League.
Say goodnight, Ace. Savage has foolproof plans for how we can destroy them.
Kryptonite bullet.
I will pay you $100 million after you destroy the Justice League.
Take them down.
Welcome to another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I am your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one.
Yeah, man, you still got me. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the host of the Fire in the Chest, electrician wrinkle in his veins, Cody.
Yes, and I'm Wayne, mate. You know.
Hey, fuck all you fucking cunts, man.
Yeah, you fucking sheeps out here. Sheep. Yeah. Wayne can't join us, so we're going to do our best Wayne imitation and act as if he is here.
Yes, okay? So we'll be reporting for Wayne.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And today, people, we are here with Cody's choice, Justice League Doom.
Yes.
Probably the last good film we got before we start indeedy. Getting to more shit.
Yes, indeedy.
Actually, I am. Is it?
I don't know. Who picked the...
I think that's it, right? After this, man. Just got year one. That's the last good one, right?
Yeah.
I remember. I haven't seen it in a while, so I don't remember. So
That might be it.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, time to head into fuck it territory. all righty. This is going to be an interesting time frame. Jesus Christ, I'm thinking about it. I don't think there is. We've done almost every Batman one now. And we're here to talk about Justice League Doom. This is Cody's film, so
yes,
you know
it
what?
Is.
Cody, go ahead and give the plot synopsis of this lovely two-day force.
All right, so basically, Vandal Savage, he still is a piece of technology.
Why isn't he in a live action yet?
I don't know. That's a good question, man. That's a good question, because he's a really badass dude, man.
And he's easy to do.
He's very fucking intimidating. The dude's fucking immortal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's not much there to put, like, as far as money-wise or anything like that, you know. If people are tired of Lex Luthor, obviously, whatever, you get the Vandal Savage. It's like, and the thing about him, too, you can throw him in any Justice League.
You can throw him
film.
Anything.
Yeah, any Justice League film, as long as it's DC-related or whatever and shit. Especially for, I would love to find it. I wish that Lex Luthor was the least thing of Batman vs Superman, and we find out who's really pulling strings is Vandal Savage.
That'd be badass.
That would be fucking cool, but continue.
Yeah, so basically he steals files on Batman and the entire Justice League, actually. And so he learns all their weaknesses. Well, it's actually Batman, I'm sorry. I'm talking about fucking Vandal Savage, I'm sorry. He sticks their villains on them one by one. So Batman, he comes up with this fail-safe plan, basically, to take out each and every Justice League member.
As you should.
As he should. You know, Batman is a very, very paranoid motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually one of my favorite aspects of Batman. Which is why I adore him so much.
They did a lot of that in the Justice League, too. The animated series or whatever. And most of the time, Batman came out right, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like he says, they were fail-safe to immobilize, not to kill. Because Batman doesn't kill, obviously. And I love this poster. It's got Batman with his Batarang. He's just like, y'all are my pawns.
You motherfuckers are below me.
You are below. That's pretty much what he said. You're below me. That's
basically what he's saying.
Because they are. But they are, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's Batman.
He's Batman. It's true.
Even this movie, he you see that clearly.
Yeah, you see that clearly.
Why he is who he is. So.
Don't fuck with him.
Yeah, don't fuck with Batman.
And,
I mean, that's basically it. It's pretty simple.
It's a very simple plot. I mean, there's nothing really. Batman just has contingency plans to stop the JLA.
Yeah.
And Vandal Savage finds a plan to put together. Justice League technically really ain't even part of his plan. He just wanted them distracted, if you will, out of his way, just so he could pull this plan apart and no one could at least try to stop him.
Exactly.
So he even said, he's like, they don't even pose a threat to me.
Yeah.
No one does. I gotta say, even though Batman is the kill switch in here, or whatever, as far as the Justice League, this is the best Green Lantern we've ever had.
I love Green Lantern in this film, man.
This is the best.
Like, pitch-perfect Green Lantern, in my opinion.
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah.
awesome.
Perfect Green Lantern.
Great job with it for it. I think the personality when he first showed up, when he was with Batman, they were joking about like who's got the head and stuff like that. It's like he's got the smart ass personality, but he's not like over too much like in Justice League War and shit. It's not to a point where it's like, okay, can you shut the fuck up? It's like a common ground of that Green Lantern. I think this is the best Green Lantern I've ever seen. And at first I was questioning myself when I said that, when I rewatched it, and I was just like,
yeah.
Nah, thinking back, this is probably the best Green Lantern.
You know who I thought was a bit toned down? I thought the Flash was a bit toned down.
Flash was very toned down. Especially the way, like, once again, he was like kind of up with Batman. He was just like, you hurt Batman or anything like that? I was like, what the fuck are you checking up on Batman? It's like he tried to make a little, he was very subtle. His jokes were like there, or whatever, but it was just like, that camera shut off so much on him that it was just like, what even about? I mean, mainly Flash and Wonder Woman are kind of background characters in a way.
Yeah.
And Martian Manhunter for that matter. I mean, really, it's a lot more focused on Cyborg, Batman, and Superman's got a big arc too. And even Green Lantern's got a lot of parts there. Which is funny because Justice League War apparently was why everybody liked it, was because, oh, Cyborg got the forefront. Mm-hmm. But I would say in here in Doom, he is 20 times fucking not only better, but he got a lot of screen time in here and became a JLA member in the process. So I was like,
this is how you fucking do it.
Yeah, not that bullshit not that they
war.
Had.
God, I ain't gonna be reminded of fucking war, dude. War, I hate that goddamn movie.
Funny little tip here, though. When this movie came out, people hated this film.
Really?
I remember hearing
why.
I thought I was blind because I liked it.
I thought it kicked ass.
When it came out, I remember I was liking it, and I remember Spill obviously was still around. Fans was, well, at least on Spill too, was shitting on that movie. It was just like, it's just generic as shit. It doesn't do anything as common as bad. I was just like, still good, though. I was like, I thought it was stupid. I kept quiet about this movie for longer because I thought people hated this fucking film.
I thought
film.
It kicked ass, man.
A lot of people on Facebook was talking shit about it and stuff. That shit scared the fuck out of me.
What was that? A bird or a bat?
I think it was a bat, man. Talking about the Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
That was Man Bat. I'm fucking coming. Hey, you think if he bites me, I become Batman? Or it doesn't work that way?
Probably not.
Okay, cool.
You'll probably get sick and die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you probably don't want that.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first time I've cheated death. But, or the second.
Or the third.
Or the fourth. Or the fifth. It will be the sixth, though. That is for sure.
There you go.
But yeah, people were shitting on this movie, man. I
don't get why.
I didn't get why neither, because I thought that the Justice League here was badass.
Yeah.
I love Vandal Savage. I love when he bitch slapped the shot of Cheetah.
No.
That's pretty funny. You know, one thing I got to say, though, that struck to core to me, and I've always thought about this movie.
What's that?
Justice League's members, and I'm talking about individuals, they don't give a fuck about individual life souls, do they? Because Wonder Woman had killed, and I'm going ahead and say killed, 100 people and shit, if not more. She threw a tree at civilians.
Yeah.
They're dead, Cody. They're dead.
Yeah.
They don't address that at all.
I see where Man Still got his inspiration from.
You strong.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Who the fuck wrote that? Fuck would write some shit like that or whatever. That would be bizarro. But anyway, like, yeah, I mean, the thing was, she was fighting a lot of it because people, she got drugged and it was supposed to make her, pretty much her adrenaline just burn out and she dies automatically. Damn, that sun went down quick. Did you see that shit? That motherfucker just dropped. Yeah, fuck your son, nigga. But she started fighting a bunch of cheetahs and, like, everybody's like, oh, it's Wonder Woman. I was just like, this is about to be a massacre. If she punches even one of them, you are about to die. And they show the fight scene where she's fighting people and shit like that. I was like, oh, that person's dead. That person. And she picked up that tree and threw it at everybody. I was like, that whole row is dead right there. I was just like, and she shows no remorse whatsoever for it, too, when she comes back. Like, she's just like, oh, what happened to me? Oh, let me just check with the Justice League and shit like that. I was like, now that's the type of shit Batman's talking about.
There you go.
That's the type of shit that Batman's talking about right there. Your ass needs to die. I'm sorry. She should be arrested.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry.
A fucking tree in the middle of the fucking civilian. Of course. Hey, what the fuck, really?
I'm sorry.
Like,
now, if Superman got to go to trial and Batman or Superman, that bitch needs trial or whatever, because that shit right there, she literally, like, with Superman, you can say, oh, there's people in those buildings, but no one saw him or whatever shit. But we literally saw her. There's people still under a tree that they can't get that tree off of that's crawling for their death or something like that. They're like that fucking zombie in the first episode of Walking Dead that was crawling and shit like that. That's them now, thanks to that bitch. They need to do something about that. And that just struck a chord with me. I was just sitting there. I was like, damn, does DC characters give a fuck about human life at all?
They pick and choose.
I guess, yeah. I was like,
every adaption is pick and choose.
I think Batman's the only one I know that gives a fuck.
I know.
Which is shocking because he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't. I mean, you saw that in Dark Knight Returns, whatever. Like, he was saving people constantly left and right and shit like that. And I was like, come none of these other motherfuckers like saving people. At least Green Lantern, too, I thought had one of the best story arcs.
I agree.
That whole thing with rupturing with his fear and stuff like that and the toxin and stuff, I thought that was cool as shit.
Yeah, that was badass.
Carol was hot as shit, too.
You would, like, Star Sapphire.
Star Sapphire was sexy as shit, dude. I was talking about, like, I mean, she damn near looked good and stuff like that, but damn, she looked hot as hell. I'm just waiting for that Green Lantern. Why don't we go get this Green Lantern solo film that looks good? When are we going to get this? Why is it so hard?
Got that core movie coming out. We'll see if they make it happen with that.
Don't remind me. Cody, what did you like most of this about this movie? I'm taking it you liked it.
Yes, I adored the movie.
Better.
Goddamn right, better. I'll give you an angry eye.
I'll give you an angry eye.
No, man, I thought pretty much everybody's characterization was on point. I mean, mine was one of them killing people and shit, but I enjoyed it. Like I said, I thought the Flash was a bit too toned down for my liking. Everybody else, I pretty much dug.
I thought that was funny as shit what Batman did to him, though.
Oh, okay.
I was fucking awesome. I was like, damn, he fucked you. But yeah, like you said, Flash was just like he was nothing, really. I mean,
yeah.
Really had no screen time at all.
My favorites in here were Batman, Green Lantern, and Superman.
Yeah.
So
my favorite scene is when Batman's on his knees. Where are the bodies?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, dude, you realize this big motherfucker's in Friday. Which, by the way, if Bane kicked you as hard as he did, Batman, you'd be fucking dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shit here. Just like, a lot of people should die in this fucking movie. And Superman, you have X-ray vision. How the fuck you couldn't tell I was metalloid?
Great question. I don't know. I was going to write in
get that shit. I was just like, wow, there's a lot of superhero problems going on right here.
Yeah.
I think the most believable one out of all of them was just funny. It was the minor characters, such as, well, Green Lantern and Flash. Mm-hmm. It was like, how could Flash didn't know that. Obviously, that was a hologram.
Yeah.
Green Lantern, could he know? But Martian Manhunter and Superman and the rest of them was just like, come on now. Even Wonder Woman to agree, you're just like, you know, good and goddamn well ain't that many cheetahs now. Come on now. And plus, they're not even speaking the language.
Yeah.
Come on, one of them, Cyborg put out a fucking device. When the fuck have you ever seen cheetah do some shit like that? Come
Seriously,
on. Calling you Wonder Woman and saying you've been poisoned and stuff like that. She attacks him anyway and shit like that. Breaks his arm. But Martian Manhunter, come on. How the fuck couldn't you tell that was Malekith? Oh, excuse me. Almost had to get that bullshit out of my nose, you know? Because that bullshit of this, the premise here a little bit. But, you know, it was so bad that it wasn't bad to where, Carl Lumbly did the voice for both of those guys, Martian Manhunter and Malafalaka. other voice work was cool for everybody.
Yeah, I dug all the voice work.
Love the voice work for Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, he's good. Who's that?
Carl Lumbly. I was about to say, is that the dude from the Allstate commercials?
Carl Lumbly.
He did for both villain and good guy.
No, okay. All right.
Even though the Flash voice was cool, it's just like you said.
Yeah, it was just toned down. His characterization.
They kind of made him like in Paradox. Justice League Paradox or whatever. Or Flashpoint Paradox. Where I like my Flash humorous. I'm not gonna lie. I think it gives him more of a need to be there.
Yeah.
Not more of a need, but personality-wise.
Yeah, it gives a better dynamic to the Justice League as a whole.
Yeah, because honestly, what personality does he bring then to the team? He's just like as much... Damn it, he's almost as close as like a middle between Superman and Green Lantern, if it was.
Yeah, basically.
So it's like, there's no need for you then.
Yeah.
That's why I like the jokey one, you know, because you got to have the one humorous one on there at least, you know, the one dicky. I mean, everybody got their Tony Stark on here. Flash, you they Tony Stark.
There you go.
Shit. Cyborg, Bumper Robinson. Bumper Robinson, brother, what kind of fucking name is that?
Name my son Bumper.
Yeah, I'm gonna name my son Bumper. I had sex in the bumper boats, and that's when we had a little Bumper here. I thought he was cool. Bane's design was a little weird for me.
I didn't dig it.
Yeah, that shit was a little weird.
I didn't like it.
Especially when they showed him without the mask on. You see the lipstick look shit there. I was just like, what the fuck
is that? Pull a picture of this shit real quick.
You noticed all these movies we've done with Bane in them, they've never gotten that design to look good.
Apparently it's so hard to get Bane right.
That mask looked weird as shit, but his face looked even weird too. He looked like a normal dude though without the mask. Right? I was just like, I don't see.
This shit. Yeah.
And was that blood or toxic?
Look at this tube top.
The one sleeve shit. Like, I thought that was Star Sapphire.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is terrible.
I thought he was the Black Green Lantern or something like that. It's like, look terrible, dude.
Man, he makes Star Sapphire look fucking tame.
Yeah, he does. He does. At least with Star Sapphire, her costume is necessary because her star is in her or whatever. She's like, what the fuck is his excuse? By the way, he should have died too when that crocodile ate his ass. Teeth should have just went right into his body. Good point. Come on.
Apparently, venom gives you a resistant skin.
I thought it, like you said, it was just like pumps you up, and make you stronger, and unbelievable. This crocodile people jumps out of the swamp. It was bit a big motherfucker too. Like I've never seen nothing big, and grabbed him by the side, not like by an arm, by
his fucking hips,
and this motherfucker
crunched his ass.
Yeah, if you don't know how strong a damn crocodile fucking jaw is, that shit is pretty fucking strong. Clearly, he wasn't like souped up yet and shit like that, but he comes out all souped up and snaps the dude's neck. I'm just like, yeah, you probably should be wounded right about now. Metalloid's design, like his upper body was bigger than his lower. I got a question for you about Metalloid too.
Okay.
How many times Superman had either killed him or took him in? Why ain't they never removed that kryptonite from his fucking heart?
That is a great fucking question.
I was just like, why did they just leave that in there?
Let's put Metallo on ice, but just keep the kryptonite crystal inside of him.
You gotta look at it like, he's gotta be the weakest fucking Superman villain ever, because his biggest trick is just that I have a kryptonite piece in my chest.
Yeah.
Why don't, because he's fought Batman plenty of times, why don't they just rip that shit out of him and whatever?
Any one of the Justice League members can rip that shit out anytime.
Yeah, exactly. Where the fuck does he keep finding this piece of kryptonite to put in his chest?
Ain't like that shit just grows on Earth. So it's it's kryptonite goes, garden.
And like, that's the thing too about Metallo. It's like, that's his big reveal too. It's just like, I got you now, Superman. Just opens up, you know.
Yeah, no
like,
shit.
But then you saw the ending that Superman said, I have a job to do. I don't have time for it. And he just jumps up and smashes him down. I'm just like, why you just didn't do that from the beginning of the fight? Why do you keep holding back, Superman? I don't get this. There's a missile coming, shooting at the sun. You go doing this shit. And then all of a sudden the missile gets blasted and you go like, you x-ray that shit and then realize, I gotta stop it. Then you destroy his ass in like an instant. Why do you keep holding back? I don't get this. This missile shit could have been prevented like a motherfucker. But you decided to be a bitch and let this battle continue on and shit like that. You're not Goku. You know, you're not testing your strength or anything like that. How can you test your strength? He's just a robot. A robot with a fucking piece of kryptonite in him.
That's it.
If anyone had it hard, it was Batman. He had to fight a fucking creature named Bane. Or whatever the hell that cross-dressing bitch was. That's probably some of the negatives I had. Yeah. They're like minor.
I agree with those though.
Yeah, they're like more like complaints. It's just like, can we get this shit fixed?
It's just minor contributions. That's it.
And these are minor contributions in just DC period, with their characters and shit. Metalloid, come on now. He's not a threat. Okay, just take the fucking thing out of him, whatever shit.
All I need to do is gang up on that motherfucker. Superman can hang back.
Same thing in Public Enemies.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. He's just like, he's opening his chest. I was just like,
alright, cool. Batman. Grapple gun.
Grapple with that motherfucking yoink out and whatever shit. And then Superman smashes his ass to a bunch of pieces or whatever. Why is it so hard? They fought supervillains all around and Metallo was the one that kicked their ass. Come on now, man. But the voice acting here I thought was great. Nathan Fillion, I thought, nailed it. Wonder Woman was cool too. They didn't give her shit to do.
Oh, yeah, she didn't get shit to do.
Her voice was
fine. Yeah, everybody was fine.
Yeah, everybody was fine.
I dug everybody.
Now, you know the trait here on Swans and Movies is gotta look up the director.
Yep, track record.
Track record of the director here. Because for me, I think this was DC's last...
good one, a really good one.
What? Did this come out before or after Dark Knight Returns?
This was before.
This came out in 2012.
That was before Dark Knight Returns.
So it came out the year of it, but yeah, it was before. So it came out that year. So Dark Knight Returns was the last, but I thought this was the last good Justice League film.
Oh, easily.
Are there any other good ones? Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Frontier. Well, we gotta do that one then, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people always work in the art department, but what have you directed? She's not a writer, so that's a good... Scooby-Doo!
Mm-hmm.
Can't do a Justice League movie. She did one episode of Justice League.
Okay. Young Justice.
I mean, Young Justice. Justice League Doom. Catwoman.
Short. Batman. Did Batman Year One.
Brave and the Bold. Green Lantern, Emerald Knights. She did the Kilowog storyline.
Okay.
She did
Batman Apocalypse. All right.
Okay. Justice League Crisis on Tour. Okay. First Flight. All right. Wonder Woman.
Superman Doomsday.
Wonder Woman. Superman Doomsday. Okay. Legion Super, don't know what the fuck that is. All
right,
then.
Hey, not bad.
All right, you know, this is the best track record
that's we've actually seen the so best far. I think we've seen, yeah.
And it's a woman.
Okay, even better.
Even fucking better. And her art department, she's done Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 2, Young Justice, All-Star Superman. I fucking hate that movie. Superman, Batman Apocalypse, Planet Hulk. I mean, she has the best track record of all. She's even did Avatar Last Airbender. We know how people feel about that show. They love the fuck out of it, so. And she did Hawk and Dove in Justice League anime series. If anybody remember that one, that was probably the weirdest show for me, episode for me. I was like, what time period is this shit in? But I dug the fuck out of this film. I think it's great. I think it was probably the last great Justice League film we got. I don't see why people hate it. I thought Vandal Savage, rewatching made me wonder, I was like, why isn't he in live action films more?
Good question.
So easy to pull off. Why is he in animation? Yeah. I thought Young Justice built him up perfectly. Like, that was, like, some of the best build-ups.
Yes.
Awesome. And I would love to see Young Justice, because they did that build-up with Vandal Savage and Apocalypse. Ooh, man, can you imagine those two getting together? Talk about one of the greatest minds put together and one of the fucking fiercest villains in DC Universe. Oh, my God, man. I would have loved to see that series, but no, they had to cancel it.
Yeah.
Put up that fucking Teen Titans Go bullshit and... Beware the Batman, which, by the way, only fucking lasted for like half a season. So it was like, well, why don't we just put Young Justice back on? Clearly, it did better than this shit was doing.
The good shit has to go, man.
Always. Don't get addicted to animated series these days, people. Cody, you got any negatives about the film?
Actually, all the negatives you had were pretty much mine as well.
Yeah.
So that's basically it, man. I can't really I don't really have any like major faults with it, to be honest with you.
I did laugh when they set John's ass on fire.
That
shit was fucking hilarious. That had me laughing. That boy started screaming and shit. It almost like he got roofied when he looked at the screen. That motherfucker started sweating. He was just like, motherfucker ran out the room and shit. Dude's like, stop, drop, and roll. Jumped on him. He knocked his ass across this dude. This dude jumped in water still screaming and shit. I was just like, that shit had me like, how did Batman know that? Shit like that. That shit had me laughing my ass off. Batman was intense as hell in this film.
Man, this is why you gotta love Batman, dude.
I wish Cyborg didn't hack into the computer of Vandal Savage, because I was waiting for Batman to headbutt the shit out of Vandal Savage. He was just like, I ain't got time for your games right now, whatever. So I was just like, hit him. Just hit him once. I just want to see it one time and shit like that. But Vandal Savage clearly was the best thing on the villain side.
Oh, hell yeah.
My next one will be Star Sapphire.
Star Sapphire, yeah.
I love that shit she pulled on Green Lantern. That was like... Man, talk about Batman, man. What kind of shit is that, dude? Like, that is... That's like damn... For Green Lantern, that's damn near, like, suicidal right there. It's like, you put your friend into a suicidal state. Just like, god damn, dude.
No fucks given.
And basically what he did is people, for Green Lantern, he put him in a state where he believed... Green Lantern believed that he actually let someone die. And Star Sapphire came in, pretty much said, what makes you think you deserve that power? And, you know, Green Lantern, in his mind, he's always believed that no one man should control so much of his power and stuff like that. And by the way, Green Lantern was killing motherfuckers in that cave too.
No fucks given.
There was no way in hell that big ass that fist and he punched that dude and the dude went through the rocks and shit. I was like, that dude is dead right now. And I was like, damn, I think the only one that didn't kill someone was Flash.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Martian Manhunter too. Even though he did slap that bitch when she jumped on him, so I don't know what her injuries is, but the only one that didn't do injury as far as hospital-wise or putting or killing someone is Flash.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they didn't give a fuck, dude.
Fuck.
Green Lantern said, hey, look, come out your hands out. They shot him. That motherfucker. I was like, damn, dude. Don't give a fuck about them dudes, huh?
Shit.
Like he said, this is my warning. I'm Green Lantern. I'm outside. Come out with your hands out. Then you go in, punch him, motherfuckers. Hell of a warning there. But no, all around, ready to get into final thoughts and ring?
Yeah, man, I think we are.
Yeah. Final thoughts,
Cody. Final thoughts, man. I dig this film a lot, actually. I think it's damn good. I think it does justice to, no pun intended, it does justice to all of the major characters of the Justice League itself.
That should be their villain in the Justice League live action. Yeah. Vandal Savage.
There you go. I would adore that. Let's get Vandal Savage in. We haven't seen him yet.
Hell no. Oh. And I think that should be the lead up to him teaming up with Doomsday.
Oh.
Not Doomsday.
Darkseid.
Darkseid.
Yeah. Yeah. Justice League Part 2. Make that shit happen.
Yeah, I think that's how
you... Oh, my God. That's how you fucking do it. Yeah, put Vandal Savage in Part 1.
Yeah.
And put fucking Darkseid in Part 2. Boom.
And then realize Vandal Savage was working for someone even better than that. And it was just like, oh, who's that? And then Darkseid. Bam, there you go. Goddamn, why the fuck we ain't writing for DC?
Jesus Christ, goddamn.
why is it so goddamn hard? I mean, they got enough goddamn characters. Come on now.
Yeah. Right there in front of them.
They got more characters than as far as they can put together, Marvel and X-Men or whatever. Yeah. They fucking limited themselves.
Shit, they had the villains to make an epic piece, man. They have the villains. Like, seriously.
It's funny because DC knows they have the villains, but yet they seem to be putting more focus on getting their heroes.
Yeah.
Set together. It's just like, yeah, we already know your heroes is good now or whatever. Bring out some of them iconic villains that we know that don't get the justice... Once again, no pun intended, in the background, whatever. Vandal Savage, man. Now, this movie, rewatch it, it really looked like. I was like, why hasn't he been in a live action film yet?
Yeah, wait, man. Right there in front of him.
Bad motherfucker, man.
Yes, he is. Oh, no, man. Like I said, the characterization is great, particularly Batman. Obviously, I'm not just saying that because I'm biased. But yes, man, just the whole him being ahead of the game.
I'm biased. He's great, so.
Him being ahead of the game and calling everybody for their bullshit and his paranoid ass. I just fucking loved that, man. That's one of my favorite aspects of Batman.
I love how they jumped on him when he was just like, what, how could you do this? Yeah. Whatever. And he just sitting there like, mean, how could I do this? Come on now, y'all.
You're the most powerful motherfuckers on the planet. And of course, something could go wrong at any moment.
Any and fucking Superman with his bitch ass trying to come out. You're so arrogant. You didn't even try to contingency plan to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I did, so justly. Oh, okay. Well, then after that. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up, Superman. You're the most arrogant motherfucker in this room right now, whatever shit. It's like, he didn't even try to question. He's just like, oh, you didn't stop you? Oh, thank you. It's like, oh, fuck the fuck up. Beat your fucking ass. And I got some little fucking pretty ass bitch. Not like Superman. That dude is just, take your head out your fucking ass, dude. You got shot by a robot with a fucking kryptonite. You should have just left your ass there. People crying. Oh, like, fuck you.
Yeah, man. No, this is a great movie, though, man. It's a great movie. Yeah, I don't have any major comments about it. Yeah, so I'm just going to give it a C, man. Thought the story was great. Thought the set pieces were great. The animation was good. The voice acting was good. So, yeah, I really had no comments, but I don't see why people gave a shit back then. But, hey, that's more power to them, I guess.
Yes, Cody. I thought the voice acting was amazing in here. I thought it was really good. Some of the voice acting, I was like, man, they should get them for live action. I mean, this dude that did Martian Manhunter, and he's spot on, too. I see why not. I mean, we can do voice work for that. I mean, this dude's going to probably be... Oh, well, that's even if he's going to be in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even think he's going to be there, so... and probably good on them. That might get a little too complicated, introducing Mars and shit like that now, whatever. No, actually, it wouldn't. Fucking, I forgot. Superman is still introduced space and shit, so hey, it shouldn't be that complicated to introduce space at all in this fucking film. No. So, never mind.
Go all out.
Fuck it, yeah. Go all out. The Green Lantern, I gotta say, one of my favorite characters, DC characters, is my favorite DC character. I think the dude was fucking spot on in here, man. I think they captured him in just that 5-minute scene they had him in that cave, whatever. I was like, wow, that sums up Green Lantern all to a T right there. And to see him down and out on his knees and stuff like that, and then Batman shows him, I also happen to know dead bodies. This is fake. That shit was cool as shit right there, too. And then he's like, I have this serum right here, and Green Lantern's like, I don't need it anymore, or whatever. I was like, wow, he doesn't need a cure to get over his fucking shit. There, Martian Manhunter, I'm looking at you. You in water and setting on fire and shit. The villains were cool. Vandal Savage, it was nice to see him at the forefront, just like in Under the Red Hood. Nice to see, Black Mask at the forefront. Well, it was cool to see Vandal Savage at the forefront.
Absolutely.
Here. Vandal Savage is a badass motherfucker, I would not fuck with him. This dude's been living for thousands, if not millions of years, whatever and shit, and knows everything better than anyone or whatever. And to give out $1 million and then tell, $100 million and tell him, oh, your money's not worth anything here. I think the dude he's got like 7 of them. I know he doesn't die, but it's like 7 supervillains here. Yep. And he's still talking shit to them. It's just like, your money is useless here.
Don't give a fuck.
You can get the fuck out of here. So. Look, that was great. I even like his plan. I thought that was cool, too.
That was brilliant.
Man, I'm right there with you. I'm going to give it a C, too. So, now, Cody.
It's the one.
It's my turn.
Shit. Don't. I know what you're going to do. Just don't do it. Don't do it. I don't know what it is exactly, but don't fucking do it.
Take a guess. What do you think?
I have absolutely no clue. Honestly. Just don't do it.
You remember the photo I sent you? Of a certain Batman film?
Yes.
There's one just like that one that's different. There's more than just that one. Where? There's more.
Okay.
I found it. I found all of them.
Oh, okay.
There's multiple of them. There's a lot of them. Apparently, it's the unlimited edition. So my next choice, Wayne, I hope you're listening to this, is not the photo I sent you and Cody. No, no, not that one. No. My next one is, I think this is the sequel, or no, this is the first one. That one I sent you guys was a sequel. This is the first one to that one.
Son of a bitch.
Batman Unlimited.
Son of a bitch.
Animal Instincts.
Fucker.
People was like, what the fuck is that?
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Batman Unlimited, Animal Instincts. Same design as the one I saw you, but it's the first one in the entry of this one.
Come on, man.
Cody's like, God damn, we went from my favorite Batman to this. Oh, no.
Come on. What are they doing?
You excited, Cody?
Come on, man.
You excited, Cody?
What the fuck is this? That's supposed to be Nightwing?
Yes. Yes, Cody. Just remind you, there's more than just this one and that one I sent you guys. Just keep that in mind. We will probably have a string of these. Cody looks defeated, people. So, matter of fact, wow, he really is. Wow, damn, I've never seen. He looks terribly defeated right now. So, people, all I'm going to say is we hope you enjoy Spoiling at the Movies. I can't wait to come back next. Wayne, ooh, he's going to be so pissed that he missed out on Doom and had to see Unlimited. Animal Instinct instead. The next one is Monster Mayhem. Cody's like, what the fuck is up with these titles, first of all? And you saw the cover of that, Scarecrow and shit.
Yeah.
And the Joker.
Yeah.
Well, people, that has been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I can't wait to come back next month for... or.
I thought I was safe after Alone in the Dark, but no, apparently not.
Mm-mm. It don't get no safer. See, Alone in the Dark, you didn't give a fuck about. Batman, you give a fuck
about.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
And we got a lot of bad Batman films coming up, too. I looked them up. There's a lot of bad ones. Terrible ones. Shit you probably never thought you would see again. Ever. It's coming your way, Cody. Good Lord. Good God brace to you, my friend. I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one. Cody is defeated.
Just end it.
Just end it. Okay, and that is Cody. He is that host. With that fire in his chest, electricity in his mouth. Cody. And we will be back next week.
I come back next week.
Good. We're not doing Spoiling at the Movies next week. Well, so.
We got you.
Okay, we'll be back next time with an edition of Spoiling at the Movies.
God damn it, dude. God damn it.
Later, bastards. Batman Unlimited Animal Instinct.
Oh, fuck you, man.